Report: Cuban prosecutor who jailed dissidents uses Biden asylum app to seek U.S. entry. By Christian K. Caruso on June 12, 2024. Rosabel Roque San Pedro, a Cuban prosecutor, is requesting asylum in the United States through the Biden administration's Capone app. The U.S.-based outlet Martín Noticias reported on Monday. Roque San Pedro, 42, is known to have sentenced at least four Cuban men aged 22 to 43 to prison for having participated in the historic nationwide July 2021 wave of protests, when over 187,000 Cubans flocked to the streets to demand an end to communist rule. The Cuban civil organization Justicia11J provided the outlet with a copy of the sentences signed by Roque San Pedro that sent the men to prison. In addition to the four men, Roque San Pedro sentenced Bárbaro de Céspedes, a Cuban opposition activist from Camagüey, to prison for also protesting in July 2021. De Céspedes was released in February 2024. "That lady was very despotic with me. She didn't even let me speak. When they tried to silence me in the trial, I defended myself with the Constitution," De Céspedes, who still resides in Camagüey, told Martín Noticias. "I was imprisoned for a year and 8 months because of her. All the time she showed repudiation towards me and what I meant. I would be very happy if she were deported to this country. She does not deserve to live in freedom," he continued. According to multiple social media complaints gathered by Martín Noticias, Roque San Pedro deleted her social media profiles that showed her affinity toward the Castro regime and left Cuba with her young daughter. The Cuban prosecutor is reportedly residing in Mexico and is awaiting a political asylum appointment through Capone app, a platform launched by the administration of President Joe Biden that migrants can use to enter American territory. Martín Noticias stated that it was able to confirm that Roque San Pedro had requested an asylum appointment through the app from an immigration source who asked not to be identified. "Due to the work of that prosecutor, four innocent people were sentenced to serve from 4 years and 4 months in prison to 3 years and 6 months in prison." Javier Larondo, director of the non-governmental organization Prisoners Defenders, told Martín Noticias. Larondo also stated that she is a well-known prosecutor in the municipal court of Camagüey. Martín Noticias stated that Roque San Pedro has a daughter who resides in Houston, Texas, with whom she would presumptively go live if she is allowed entry into the United States. The outlet reached out to Adrián Díaz, a man whom Roque San Pedro reportedly provided as a contact in the United States. Díaz did not deny knowing the Cuban prosecutor but claimed that he does not maintain communications with her before reportedly hanging up the phone. Larondo said, "If the prosecutor wants to redeem her crimes, given that arbitrary imprisonment is a crime against humanity in which she, allegedly, participated and whose perpetrators would be the Castro family, the first thing she should do is to summon the media and tell absolutely everything she has done for the regime, what the regime and the operative of the regime forces her to do. Her victims are still in prison. She cannot redeem herself in any way without at least giving her all to right in some measure the wrong she has done," he continued. Rosabel Roque San Pedro is the latest known case of a Castro regime official who has either requested U.S. asylum through the Biden administration's Capone software or attempted to enter the United States through the humanitarian parole program launched by the U.S. government in January 2023. In early June, Cuban communist judge Melody González Pedraza reportedly requested U.S. asylum after flying to Tampa, Florida, thanks to a flight permit granted as part of the humanitarian parole program. González Pedraza requested asylum after authorities from the Tampa International Airport denied her entry. According to Martín Noticias, the communist judge will have an asylum hearing on Wednesday, in which American authorities will rule whether to have her deported or not. Reports published in late May indicated that Manuel Alejandro Marrero Medina, son of Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz, had been accepted as a beneficiary of the parole program, but his U.S. flight permit was ultimately denied. In the same month, Aralis Casanola Quintana, who served as the communist regime's highest local authority in the Isla de la Juventud Island, was reportedly allowed entry to American territory with her son. Casanola Quintana, after arriving in Kentucky, is now requesting asylum claiming fear of socialism. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.